Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is Transfer Daily, powered by Snickers Protein. Yes, that's right. Red Men TV have joined up with Snickers Protein to bring you a Transfer Daily show running up to February the 1st and the transfer deadline. We want to cut through all of the rubbish, the boring stories, everything else, the hysteria. We want to cut through all of that and just get down to the facts and what's actually going to happen, if anything is going to happen. And so that we can just fall back in love with the transfer window, basically. And because we want to do that, we have actually started and we are launching the Snickers Protein fan line. So if you have a transfer-related question or just something that you want to get off your chest, then you can tweet us at the Red Men TV, leave a comment, use the hashtag fanline. You can even send a video in and we'll answer them at the end of these shows or in the following shows over the next few days and stuff if we don't get round to it. So yeah, can't wait for this. It's going to be really, really exciting. Back doing Transfer Daily shows, which is brilliant in and of itself. And then, of course, a culminating Deadline Day Live powered by Snickers Protein over on the Ball Street YouTube channel, which I'll be appearing on the 1st of February. Of course, I do need to do a little bit of housekeeping as well. If you do send us a comment or you do send us a video in, then you are consenting for us to use that comment, your name, etc., your video in our videos as well, so please take that with a pinch of salt. Anyway, Liverpool's potential interest in Eder Militao, that's what we're going to be talking about first and foremost. But we've actually got a fan line video sent in to us from Stihor.
Hello lads, question from me. Liverpool have been linked with a loan move for Eder Militao from Real Madrid. Given that we're in a market where, you know, transfer fees may not be huge, Liverpool might not have vast amount of money to spend, do you think a loan move for such a player might be a good move? A little short-term option just to get us through to the end of the season when hopefully Gomez and Van Dijk will be fit again. Let me know your thoughts.
Yes, Steve, thank you so much for sending that one. If you want to send the video in, tweet us at the Red Men TV using the hashtag fanline. We will be talking about Militao, obviously. I'm actually looking at an article before I answer your question, Steve, about Liverpool's potential interest in Eder Militao. Obviously, he's a good player. He's not got the rub of the green at Real Madrid. Signed for about £45 million, I think it was, in probably July 2019, something like that. So not too long ago, but hasn't managed to sort of nail down a first team role. And the rumours are that he's going to be available for a potential loan deal in this January. And obviously Steve's question there was about whether we're actually going to be able to bring him in, and would you bring him in now to sort of tide us over for Virgil van Dijk and Joe Gomez coming back, and while Matip's going to be out injured and stuff like that. And the simple answer to that question, Steve, is that I probably do think I would sign somebody on loan. I think it has to be the right type of player. They obviously have to fit in. Now, he's not played a lot of football, so is he going to be up to speed if we were to sign him? Is it now? Is it back end of February? Who knows? But there's a lot of names been linked with Eder Militao already, and Bayern Munich are one of them. Tottenham Hotspur are another of the sides that have been linked with Eder Militao, and it does seem like a sensible move in this sort of current climate, doesn't it? I think, you know, when you think about the money that teams aren't making anymore, I wouldn't say losing, because it's generally sales that aren't quite there at the moment, so we don't know whether Liverpool's losing money or not, but the loan deal seems to be the right thing. I think, you know, you think about the Jota deal that we did and £5 million down payments and all that type of stuff. We didn't spend loads and loads of money. We should have some money, but obviously are we keeping that in reserves and stuff like that? That's where I'm kind of at the moment. And yeah, I don't know whether he's quite the answer, but certainly he's got talent and he's got potential. I don't know why it hasn't quite worked out at Real Madrid for him, but he's a name that seems to be cropping up, doesn't he? So yeah, for me, I don't think that this one will happen, if I'm honest. I don't think that Liverpool will sign Militao, certainly not in this transfer window. And if you're not signing him in this transfer window, then are you happy with Joe Gomez and Virgil van Dijk? I'd hazard a guess that Jürgen is happy with them. So if you can't sign him in this transfer window, even if it is on a loan, and you can't get that deal done, then do you sign someone else on loan? Maybe, if there's a player available. I always thought for this window that the French league would be a league that are struggling financially because of the television deal. If you've not looked into that, then certainly do, because it's just, yeah, they've had major issues, haven't they, at the moment, with money coming into the football clubs and stuff like that. So I thought, you know, the Botman stuff sounded more realistic because we might be able to get him cheap because the French clubs are looking for money and stuff. I don't expect, if I'm honest, Eden Militao to be a deal that Liverpool actually do in this one. Of course, the next story that we're going to talk about is another fella that's a centre-back that's been linked with Liverpool, and that's David Alaba. But it turns out that he's actually agreed to join Real Madrid on a four-year contract, according to The Guardian. I'm just going to read quickly from The Guardian website. David Alaba has reached an agreement to join Real Madrid on a free transfer in the summer, bringing to an end a 13-year spell at Bayern Munich. The defender will sign a four-year deal with the Spanish champions in the next few weeks. The Austrian dream has always been to play for Real Madrid, and he'll go there having turned down approaches from, among others, Liverpool and Paris Saint-Germain, which is a little bit gutting, isn't it? But he's going to be on something like £204,000 after tax. Now, of course, that would have been a free transfer. Again, is that, do we need one in the summer? I mean, David Alaba, I think, improves your defence regardless. I think, you know, seeing him alongside Virgil van Dijk would have been, gosh, would have been set for the next 5 years, wouldn't we? I think Alaba's about 28 years old, and we know what calibre of player that he is and what level he's been able to reach over his career so far. So yeah, he'd have been a player that I wanted Liverpool to sign. Obviously, that's now off the table and stuff, which is a little bit gutting. And then the final news story is actually a midfielder. Fabrizio Romano has claimed that Liverpool have sent scouts to watch a talented player who always scores, and that player is Rodrigo De Paul. The Argentine midfielder has been linked with a move to Liverpool this month, and while Romano claims that a January move to Anfield isn't on the cards for the Udinese star, he does say that Liverpool have shown an interest, so not one that looks likely that we're going to get done now. What has actually happened as well since Fabrizio Romano actually came out and spoke about Liverpool's interest in him, it looks like Inter Milan might have signed him, or might have arranged that transfer for the summer. So according to Tutto Sport, and they're saying that Inter Milan have basically done that deal, so it doesn't even look like Liverpool are going to do that either, which is a little bit disappointing. So yeah, that's where we're at right now with the three main transfer stories. I've got a couple of fan line questions, so we will open the fan line powered by Snickers protein right now. And the fan line questions, the first one's coming in from @SimsCyber over on Twitter. Thank you so much, Cyber Sims. Do you think with the rumours about Mbappe coming in next summer, we will be looking for someone else to come in up top and maybe moving Origi and or Bobby on? Interesting. Okay, so with the rumours of Mbappe next summer, first of all, let's start with them. I mean, every Liverpool fan would love Mbappe. It started Mbappe 2020. 2020 was a joke. So now it's Mbappe 2021, isn't it? I would obviously, like everybody else, love to see Mbappe come into Liverpool. And, you know, would that mean that we'd have to play him on the wing, which I can't imagine that we do? He'd want to go through that number nine position, wouldn't he? So does that mean that Bobby gets moved on? I'm not 100% sure we move Bobby Firmino on. I know he's not quite been at the levels that he has been in previous years and stuff, but I don't think we're anywhere near moving Bobby Firmino on. I can see us moving Origi on. I did kind of think we'd move Origi on in January, but that doesn't look to be happening either. Hasn't been any sort of rumours really about anyone coming in interested for Divock Origi, but I certainly expect Divock Origi to leave the football club, in my opinion anyway, next summer. Next fan line question then, Adza 21293980. Will we sell Divock Origi? I think I've just answered that. And if so, will we sign a decent centre-back with the money? That's an interesting one for me, because I don't know that we will sign a centre-half this January. I feel like we'd have already done it by now. I said, you know, weeks and weeks ago that if Liverpool were to sign a centre-back, I expected it to be done in the first 5 days of January. And if we didn't, I don't expect us to do it, because we don't really rush around, do we, when we're in the transfer market? We look for a guy, we scout the guy, and we get the guy, and we wait for the guy. And quite often that's been Virgil van Dijk as well. So, you know, that's exactly what we did with Virgil. We didn't get him in the summer. We did wait, and we got him in the January transfer window. I imagine that Liverpool have got a centre-back sorted for the summer, or at least know who it is that they're going to be trying to target in the summer. And I'm just not sure that Liverpool have moved in January. I think we need a centre-half. I really do. I think you need Jordan Henderson in the centre of the park and stuff like that. So for me, you know, it's massively important, because it doesn't, even with a squad this good and a squad of this size and players, as you know, as many world-class players as we've got, you know, the Premier League doesn't come around that often with an actual genuine chance to win it. You know, we waited 30 years and we had good squads over the time, never as good as we have now. But, you know, when you've got an opportunity to win it, and we do have an opportunity to win the Premier League this season, you need to take advantage of those opportunities. And for me, that's signing a centre-half, getting the midfield playing the way that they play, and getting the forward scoring goals again. Because when we started messing around with the midfield, we've struggled to score goals. So Liverpool defensively seem to be all right, but what does that mean for Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andrew Robertson and everything else? So, yeah. It's a difficult one, but I just right now I'm just not sure that Liverpool are going to sign a centre half, and to be honest with you, that's a little bit gutting. But there we go. That has been the very first Transfer Daily powered by Snickers protein. I can't wait to have another one of these. But I'm going to save that for tomorrow, because I've had me one for today. I couldn't wait when I got in here. I was like, yes, Snickers protein. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for getting involved. Don't forget to tweet us at the Redmen TV using the hashtag Fanline to get your questions in for tomorrow's Transfer Daily Show. It'll either be me or it'll be Paul on the show tomorrow as well. And of course, we'll spend some time in the comments as well. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for Snickers Protein for powering the show. And we'll see you next time on the Redmen TV.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.